Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the Battle of Paardeberg, the close-fought battle in the Boer War between 18th and 27th February 1900 that ended with the surrender of Cronje's Boer army to the British. My name is John McKenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site for the Battle of Paardeberg, where you will see a number of illustrations and my map of the battle. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments to info@BritishBattles.com. The Battle of Paardeberg was fought between 18th and 27th February 1900 on the Modder River, in the west of the Orange Free State in southern Africa, between 15,000 British and Empire troops commanded by Lord Roberts and Lord Kitchener, and 7,000 Boers led by General Cronje. The Boer War was a serious jolt for the British Army. At the outbreak of the war, British tactics were appropriate for the use of single-shot firearms fired in volleys controlled by company and battalion officers, the troops fighting in close order. The need for tight formations had been emphasised time and again in colonial fighting. These tactics had to be entirely rethought in battle against the Boers, armed with modern weapons. In the months before hostilities, the Boer Commandant General, General Joubert, bought 30,000 Mauser magazine rifles and a number of modern field guns and automatic weapons from the German armaments manufacturer Krupp and the French firm Creusot and the British firm Maxim. The Boer commandos, without formal discipline, welded into a fighting force through a strong sense of community and dislike for the British. Field cornets led burghers by personal influence, not through any military code. The Boers did not adopt military formation in battle, instinctively fighting from whatever cover there might be. The preponderance were countrymen, running their farms from the back of a pony with a rifle in one hand. These rural Boers brought a lifetime of marksmanship to the war, an important edge, further exploited by Joubert's consignment of magazine rifles. General Viljoen is said to have coined the aphorism, "We will win through God and the Mauser." With strong fieldcraft skills and high mobility, the Boers were natural mounted infantry. The urban burghers and foreign volunteers readily adopted the fighting methods of the rest of the Boer army. Other than the regular uniformed Staats artillery and police units, the Boers wore their everyday civilian clothing on campaign. After the first month, the Boers lost their numerical superiority, spending the rest of the formal war on the defensive against British forces that regularly outnumbered them. Some of the most successful British troops were the non-regular regiments, the City Imperial Volunteers, the South Africans, Canadians, Australians and New Zealanders, who more easily broke from the habit of traditional European warfare, using their horses for transport rather than the charge, advancing by fire and manoeuvre in loose formations and making use of cover, rather than the formal advance into a storm of Mauser bullets. The British infantry was armed with the Lee Metford magazine rifle, firing 10 rounds. But no training regime had been established to take advantage of the range, accuracy and speed of fire of the weapon. Personal skills, such as scouting and fieldcraft, were little taught. The idea of fire and movement was unknown, many regiments still going into action in close order. The British artillery was a powerful force in the field, largely underused by commanders with little training in the use of modern guns in battle. General Kelly Kenny at Paardeberg was an exception. The Royal Field Artillery fought with 15-pounder guns, the Royal Horse Artillery with 12-pounders, and the Royal Garrison Artillery batteries with 5-inch howitzers. The Royal Navy provided heavy field artillery with a number of 4.7-inch naval guns mounted on field carriages. Automatic weapons were used by the British, usually mounted on special carriages. The British Order of Battle at the Battle of Paardeberg is given on the BritishBattles.com site for the battle. In the last months of 1899, General Cronje's Boer army fought a series of battles against General Lord Methuen's British army that was advancing up the western border of the Orange Free State to relieve the important diamond town of Kimberley, held by a British garrison and under siege by the Boers. At the Battle of Magersfontein on 11th December 1899, Methuen was heavily defeated by Cronje and his advance halted. With the arrival in South Africa at the beginning of 1900 of Lord Roberts, Lord Kitchener and substantial reinforcements, and a renewed British advance to relieve Kimberley, General Cronje resolved to abandon his position around the Magersfontein Hills and retreat east along the Modder River back to the Orange Free State. As Cronje made his preparations, General French swept past the Boer positions with the British Cavalry Division into Kimberley, ending the siege, although French's ride across the veldt came near to wrecking his regiments by its destruction of horses. On 15th February 1900, General Cronje, his Boer army and an enormous column of ox-drawn wagons started the slow march towards Bloemfontein, covering 10 miles a day. Cronje and his force marched around Lieutenant General Kelly Kenny's 6th Division, encamped on the Modder River, and continued east. General French, alerted by a mounted infantry patrol, pursued the cumbersome column with the remnants of his division, and came up with it at Paardeberg Drift on the Modder River. Cronje would probably have been able to push aside French's small force of some 1,500 troopers, but chose to halt and entrench his Boer riflemen on the banks of the Modder River. Cronje's halt enabled Kelly Kenny's infantry division to march up and surround the Boer positions. Kelly Kenny had absorbed the painful lesson of the early battles of the war, that positions held by entrenched Boers, armed with magazine rifles and modern artillery, could only be attacked at great loss, with doubtful prospects of success. Kelly Kenny's plan was to use his overwhelming preponderance of artillery to bombard Cronje's Boer force into submission. The battle began in the early hours of Sunday, the 18th of February, 1900. The British artillery opened fire, and the Boer positions became increasingly untenable as numbers of wagons and oxen were blown to pieces. The Boers were temporarily reprieved by the arrival of Lord Kitchener, with orders from Lord Roberts putting him in overall command. With his military experience entirely in wars against tribesmen armed largely with stabbing weapons and aged firearms, where the premium was on dash and aggression, Kitchener ordered a series of attacks against the Boer positions, of the sort that had proved so costly for the British in every major battle of the war. Responding to Kitchener's orders, Kelly Kenny's 6th Division attacked the Boer entrenchments on the Modder River from the south across open country, while two flanking attacks by Colville's 9th Division assaulted the Boers from the west along the Modder River and downstream from the east. The 6th Division assault reached the Modder River in places, but the British suffered heavy casualties from the hidden Boer riflemen, doing little damage in return. On the left of the line, the Highland Brigade repeated the experience of Magersfontein, advancing across the veldt in the face of heavy fire. But the British infantry was learning fast, and better use was made of whatever cover could be found. Kelly Kenny issued orders that no unit of his division was to attempt to cross the river. Kitchener directed all the commanders to press their attacks. Kellykenny was sufficiently senior to resist Kitchener and avoided making further frontal assaults with his division. On Kitchener's direct command, a half-battalion of Cornwall's, holding a key copy on the southeastern corner of the battlefield, was brought forward and committed to the assault. Once the Cornwalls moved, the Boer leader, De Wet, who had been shadowing the battle from a distance with his commando, looking for an opportunity to assist Grenier's embattled force, took the copy, known thereafter as Kitchener's copy, and gave Grenier his one chance of escaping, a chance Grenier and his men refused to take. Every attempt by the British to displace De Wet failed, and it was only when De Wet withdrew from the position that Grenier's fate was finally sealed. The last British attacks took place at around 5 p.m. from the east. Following suicidal assaults by Colonel Hannay's mounted infantry, the 1st Leinster Regiment attacked only to be forced back with considerable loss. Although the British force was in disarray following the day of costly and abortive assaults, the soldiers making their way back to camp for food and water, the Boers were in worse condition. Few Boers had become casualties, but the lengthy bombardment had destroyed virtually all their wagons, oxen and horses. Lord Roberts arrived on the field on Monday, 19th February 1900. Overtures from General Grenier seeking an armistice prevented any further British attack on his laager, although desperate attempts to recover what came to be called Kitchener's copy were made against De Wet. On the Wednesday, Roberts made the decision to retreat. He was saved from what would have been the greatest humiliation of the war by De Wet's withdrawal from the copy and Grenier's surrender the next day, transforming Paderberg from disaster to triumph. British casualties in the battle were 1,270, the highest for any day in the war. Boer casualties in the fighting were negligible, but some 4,500 surrendered with Grenier. Following the battle and Grenier's surrender, Lord Roberts marched to Bloemfontein and took the surrender of the capital of the Orange Free State. The period of formal fighting was nearing its end, leading to the extended period of guerrilla warfare. The Battle of Paderberg is a battle honour for the British regiments that took part. In addition, British regiments that took part in the Boer War were awarded the battle honour South Africa, with the dates of their presence in the theatre. Paderberg is a clasp on the Queen's South Africa Medal. That is the end of this podcast on the Battle of Paderberg. I hope you have enjoyed it and thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site on the battle, where you will find pictures of the battle and images of the regiments that took part, with a map of the battle. Finally, I would invite you to look at the list of BritishBattles.com podcasts on www.britishbattles.com/BritishBattles-com-podcasts.